Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So one of my good friends was being very candid about childbirth with her second. And she, yeah, and I forget the details of it, but like she couldn't get an epidural or something. And she said it was like super intense. And then they gave her the mirror to like help, which
how does that help?
Like you can see what's going on. And so like you
feel like you have control or something.
I don't know. Like
here's the deal.
Like when you work out and you see yourself in the mirror, doesn't it like push you harder to like, cause you know what?
Oh, okay. Sure.
That makes sense.
I do better. But like having been in the room one time while someone was pushing they tell you it's going to feel like you're pooping, but it's just from a tiny different place. So I think if you see it, then you realize you're actually pooping and then you just adjust. It's somewhere between a Kegel thing and a poop. It's like, and I think if you see, they're like push and you realize, oh my God, I'm just pooping. You would stop and try to adjust
the
muscles where you're pushing from.
Or like, you know, when you have, I don't know, you can just like see what's going on with your body. So,
but they gave her the mirror. Who wants to see that?
I think I would do it. Because you can see your progress and you're like, okay, we're almost there. Like if you don't see like you know what I mean? Like what's going on, then you don't know where you're
at
in the process.
Wasn't there somebody in this room who knows somebody who watched a surgery, like a live surgery? Who did that? Somebody watched, like they let them see, it was like a knee scope, and they were like, do you want to watch? And it was like, sure. So they like literally watched them inside their knee as they scrape cartilage and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
It's exactly the same to me as watching
I don't
a
think
baby
so.
Come out. Like,
no.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I want to like draw this comparison because it's not the same, but like when you have a wound, like it's hurting you. You want to see what's going on. Even though you don't want to look at it, you're like, what's going on?
Okay.
Like, let me look. I don't know.
Or even if you're running a mile, don't you kind of want to know, all right, I've hit half a mile, half more to go. Or do you want to just run blindly until someone says stop? And like, oh, now we're done.
You're seeing your progress. You know what's happening in your body. Anyways,
okay.
They gave her the mirror. This is going off of your breastfeeding thing.
Okay.
She was like, it was horrible because she had the epidural her first kid. And so the second one, she was like feeling everything. And she was like in the middle of it, like never doing this again. And then in the last moment, she said it was euphoric. Like it felt like a drug went through her body. And the release of like the final push was like so intensely like. The comparison to the pain, it was like pleasurable almost.
Really?
Yes. And her husband was like so embarrassed and was like, you have to stop telling people that you like experienced pleasure during childbirth. Like that is not an accurate.
So I wonder if that chemical, whatever it is, gets released.
After like in the final moments of childbirth as well.
That would make sense because then it makes you kind of forget the pain of giving an actual childbirth because researchers say that most people not belittle women's pain, but they consider it less than men's pain because you go through childbirth.
That's why they say it's because
of that's the ultimate pain. Well, then you women can handle anything. Us guys, though, we don't go through that.
We are weaker when we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that I like, but I don't want help.
Like, no.
I'm not that guy who's like, make me some soup. I'm like, just leave me alone. Like, I just want to be, but I do, it is very, like, getting the COVID vaccine, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Like, a bunch of people texted that I was being a wuss and I was being dramatic.
Mm-mm.
Like,
then millions of other people are being the same way. Yeah.
It's just one of those, like, but I do think women are probably, although I've had a kidney stone, so I think I could, that's the same, right?
I think that's like the closest.
But what's interesting, what did Aaron say that you don't?
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan said, like, that's the closest comparison, but no one ever asks to have another kidney stone.
Exactly.
So that's more difficult, more painful.
Okay, not the same.
I know. It's...
Have you ever heard a guy pass a kidney stone and go, well, that was pleasurable.
Right.
You're just glad it's over, but you don't see, that's the thing about the kidney stone. You never know when it's over. It's just finally over.
Okay, and then once it's over, you don't keep the stone and, like, nurture it and watch it grow either. So.
Are you sure? Because I kept mine for a bit. Because I was like, it is, you would not believe if I brought my kidney stone.
You have it still?
I don't think I do.
In a jar?
It's on a chain around his neck.
You would not be able to see it.
Shadow box.
It is smaller than a grain of sand. And it put me in the hospital.
Because it's sharp and it rips everything apart as it goes through you, right?
You're a typical dude, and you where you think it hurts is exactly where I thought it would hurt.
Your readers?
It's back yet.
Yeah,
it does not hurt coming out.
Oh,
like my father-in-law gets the kind that are like a jagged grain of rice, and so that hurts going into the bladder, and then it rips his... So then he like pees blood, because it just rips the whole system... Why are we talking about it? Why a kidney stone hurts is like where you pee from is flexible, right?
Mm-hmm.
The tube that goes from your kidney to your bladder is like a coffee straw.
Yes.
It is rigid and does not flex at all. Even when a grain of sand touches the sides of it, it's like something is in here other than liquid and your body just goes, you're dying. Like, the first time it hit me, I was on the air. Why do I keep going down on the air? But it was like 6 in the morning, and it hit me. I thought I got shot. Because it's like hot. It's like searing.
Just out of nowhere?
You're just like, boom. And it just like hits your back, and it feels like an explosion in your back. And it's super hot. And you're just like, you have no idea. And I went down to one knee, and I'm like, I couldn't breathe. And I was like, I got to go to the hospital. I don't know what just happened.
Like you're in labor.
It's the worst. And then you are in labor because then it stops. So it's just sitting there. So it doesn't hurt anymore. And you're like, okay, we're good. And then it moves and you're like, whoa. And I couldn't talk. You can't do.
It's like they're the 7 pound.
It's the worst thing. But that's why I feel like men are weak. Because that thing is a grain of sand. They push a watermelon out of their hoo-ha. And we just literally move a grain of sand like 3 inches from our bladder to our from our kidney to our bladder.
And I didn't know kidney stones were that small. I'm embarrassed now.
It's there. I mean, they can be huge. They can. I mean, they're still huge, like a grain of rice or bigger. What they normally do for those is they break them up. They like hit you with an ultrasound on your kidneys to try to break it up. But mine was like I had to pee through a screen for like 3 days, and when it came out, I'm like, that can't be it.
Did you hear it plink?
You're like,
oh my God.
And it just sits there.
And then you put it in a necklace? What did you put
it in? It's too small to put anywhere. I had it in a little test tube thing for the longest time. I probably still have it somewhere.
And that whole week, your neighbors with the screen door were not happy.
Can you pee somewhere else? Yeah, no, it's awful. But that was the day I for sure decided that I can't do painkillers. Because they're really good. Like, I was in more pain than I've ever been in my life, hooked up to an IV, and they're like, push this button for Dilaudid. And the first time I hit it, I was like, we're good. Like,
can I keep this? Can I
wheel it? Oh, my God. If they would have let me leave with it,
Dilaudid is pretty good.
It's unbelievable. You want to talk about euphoric? Like, it's like pushing a baby out. It's like breastfeeding. It is.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.